If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
And I want to talk about Richard Gere. Remember him? From Pretty Woman.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a 71-year-old man right now. Got a wife in her 40s. And he just sold his home in the U.S. to be closer with the in-laws. So he's moving all the way to Spain. How cool is that to have such a great relationship with the in-laws? Because, hey, you know the in-laws. So sometimes you avoid the in-laws because you don't want them in your business.
All the time.
Sometimes you've got that hovering mother-in-law or dad-in-law who's always checking things, who's always checking you, Juliet, gutumphekile kanjani umkhwenyane, you know, and now you want to avoid the in-laws.
You're triggering me.
You're triggered.
Haven't you had a great relationship before with the in-laws? Be it a boyfriend, maybe that, you know, as Ms. Batala, you're allowed to talk to the family. It's not like, you know?
True. Yeah. No, I've had a great relationship with my in-laws. Well, the boyfriend, my baby daddy's other side of the family. We're very, very close. But I would not sell a house. I would not move closer. It's fine. The distance is perfect, perfect. And also, Saul, this guy you said, how old is he?
71.
Yeah.
He's lonely, man. That's the only excuse I'm thinking here.
Fair enough. And also, I mean, you know, and he's in the retirement ages now.
Yeah.
But still, the in-laws are the in-laws. And sometimes you either struck it very lucky or it's in-laws from hell. Pila?
Yeah. I've got a great relationship with my partner's mother and her brother. But it's there's no buts. But it's
there can be buts. It's okay, man. Yeah.
Look, I'm trying to find the right words to describe this relationship. It's a really good relationship. But however, I would never move because they live in the south. I would never move closer to the south to be closer to them, the brother and the mother. Simply because I just like my comfortability this side of the world. But it's so important to have a great relationship with your partner's parents, their family, because it just builds great camaraderie. Whenever we have kids one day, that just brings the whole family together. It's a great relationship for me, it's a great relationship for our child, and it's a great relationship for her as well. So I get him in many ways. But in some ways, I'm like, but why would you move all the way across the world to Europe to be closer to your in-laws?
Sometimes it's a newfound family. Remember, I mean, with him at 71, I don't think maybe his parents are alive, etc. Yeah. And sometimes you may find some people are loners, you know, or maybe not so close with their blood family. Yes. And then you find this incredible new family, especially if they're a good family. I remember Ngisakhala Foslo dated a lady from Don Park, and the mom would cook for me on Sundays. The bang pagilis kafti, I'm there. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm chilling, talking to the uncles. Mm. And sometimes you find yourself, you know, immersed in a whole new family. Not good, because I know some guys like the thing of angsumakoti. No, sometimes they're welcoming you. It's not like you're sleeping there. Yeah. They are feeding you or anything like that. Yeah. You know, and even then, depends under what circumstances, that could be okay for a short-term thing, because life does happen. Yeah. What about your in-laws? Are you lucky? Do you have in-laws from heaven, or do you have in-laws from hell? And if it's in-laws with a good relationship, what makes it work? And if it's from hell, why is that so? Where's that at? Hit us up. Do give us a call on WhatsApp with it. Call us on 086-000-959 or WhatsApp at 063-688-0959.
Hey, good morning, Kaya 959. Our Richard is moving closer to the in-laws because, I mean, he's 71. So, baling ananai. So he's actually moving closer to Intangazade more than the in-laws. Yeah, that's my 2 cents. Anyway, yeah, great show, guys. Sharp.
We've got a caller on the line. Naledi, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
All I'm saying is that in-laws are not your parents. I would never move closer to my in-laws in any circumstances. So I'm married, and there happened to be a situation that happened to me, and it wasn't entertained. But once it happened to one of the children in the family, it had to be attended to in a matter of emergency, which is one indication that your in-laws, no matter how much they love you, listen, you are not blood, you are not their child, and that's it. I wouldn't move any closer to my in-laws whatsoever.
Are you serious? Even as a makoti, because, you know, you guys are like eggs, man. When the in-laws receive you, they want nothing wrong to happen to you.
Only when it's beneficial to them, Saul. Only when it's beneficial to them. But when it comes to help, they will not attend. That I can attest to.
I'm sorry for your experience, man. Story time. So I had a friend. He had just bought a house, right? Was together with his fiancée then. I'm not sure if they were married or not at that time, but they bought a house and they were waiting for the registration. And then he moved to Ekatlehong to live. Kabo Makoti, right? And he says it was the worst, worst experience of his life. His friends, so he's a Zulu guy from a Zulu family, and the dad was angry at him. Why can I come on Makoti? You know, because my friend is a new age guy. He's like, come on, dad, don't be so narrow-minded. And the friends were teasing him, calling him Smar Makoti. He says it was the worst experience ever. But eventually, my homie got his house, etc. It's sad. Ended up, they're no longer together. You know, the marriage is over, but it's still sad. But do keep the voice notes and the calls coming. How's your relationship with your in-laws?
Hi, Sol and the team. Yabatanda. Sibonane once in a while. Nisebenzi, ngama party. Leyo yon. Yowuze tuze.
This is the world on the street on the air. Good morning, Saul and the team. You also can I remain anonymous. However, I'm in a shame. I've got in-laws from hell.
Oh.
Like hell to the core. I'm driving with my husband here. We are not here. But it is what it is. In-laws from hell.
In-laws from hell. What's your relationship with your in-laws at 7:30?
Good morning, guys. First time on radio. But listen, I want to tell you guys that at the beginning, I had an amazing relationship with my in-laws. At least I thought so. Whole time, I'm at love and pretend like, guys, all I do is avoid them. Anxiety. And that is very toxic, okay? Like, I can't be around those people for too long. Even my husband knows. And I feel sad for him because we hang out around my family more. But I bonai, akakulumi naban basagibo. But if you guys see me moving to another country, a whole other continent, just know it's not because I'm moving closer. Giabalega, we are running away for our peace of mind.
Mina, the relationship here with my in-laws is just super pretentious. We are always happy. It's like when we meet, it's like there is no way, no, it's impossible. They are too smiley. We are not in each other's faces. Banana once in a while, something wedding, but yeah, no, it's not genuine. It's pretentious from both ends.
Hey, pay me all you like. I and my in-laws are dramatic drama. Like even if they call you guys, like you should see. I look at this phone and I ask myself 5 times, should I answer it?
Yo.
Drama. Drama is about to unfold in my life. Thank you. So I ain't going there.
Got a tweet from Uppity African. Lids the Florist says, I'm an egg to my in-laws. Well taken care of. I'm never referred to as Makoti. They will quickly correct you. Dare you call me Makoti. I'm married into an amazing family. Nya better with my in-laws. Straight win. Cheers, sir. Beautiful stuff.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.